college commencements are taking place across the country. It's an exciting moment for many students, a day dominated by celebration. But what kind of world awaits the class of 23? CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger joins us. She's host of Jill on Money and has been taking a look at what awaits new graduates. Hey, Jill.
Hello.
So, a time of excitement, but also anxiety for those who are leaving college and embarking out there into the big bad world. So, what is the economic outlook for them, Jill?
Well, you know, the economy is slowing down, and that's sort of what is happening on purpose with the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, trying to get inflation under control. The labor market is also slowing down. So if you wind the clock back to a year ago, the class of 22 had an amazing job market, just absolutely sizzling hot. This year, there are still jobs being added overall, but certain sectors are really tough, like technology, financial services, and media. Those are places where there have been layoffs and hiring freezes, but other parts of the economy seem to be adding more workers. Again, not red hot, but I would say lukewarm. And that's the good news for this class.
That's true. But then there's the other part of that equation, which is the prospect of a recession. The bad news. Yeah. If the economy does take a dive next year, Jill, how does that impact all these just graduating young folks?
There is a famous paper that came out from the National Bureau of Economic Research. I was obsessed with this paper because I was really thinking about this during the financial crisis and the Great Recession. So 2008, 9, 10, I was really wondering, like, what's going to happen to these kids who are coming out? It's a rough economy. And this was a paper that was cited often because it showed that when you graduate has a lot to do with your earning power early in your career. So if you graduate into a recession, it can actually keep your earnings lower than they would be under normal times or even boom times for 10 years. So that's a long time, especially when you're trying to pay off your loans. So there is sort of the rough part of graduating into a recession. But can I give you a little optimism too? What the heck?
Please.
It's a Monday, right?
Come on,
right.
Please, Jill.
I was looking for it too. This is what I did over the weekend. I'm like, I can't go on the air with that. That's so upsetting. So I found research from a woman from Emory University. Her name is Emily Bianchi. And she said there's actually a strange upside of entering the workforce amid a recession. She said when the economy is faltering, people actually who enter the job market at that time, they seem to be the most satisfied with their jobs in later years. So I talked about those first 10 years are rough, but people who graduate in these tough economic times, they don't like go crazy about what could have they done better and this and the other. They're just really happy for where they are. And this higher satisfaction occurred throughout an entire career of 30, 40 years. Even if these people earn less money, they were happier and more satisfied. Maybe that's the optimistic part. You don't have to just go for the most money. There are other ways to find your satisfaction and be open to it,
that
because I think that's
gratifying.
The good news. Yeah.
That is gratifying. Keep the long game in view here, grads. Thanks so much, Jill Schlesinger, CBS News analyst and host of Jill on Money.